Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer. I'm an actress, singer, and entrepreneur. On my new podcast, Baby, This is Keke Palmer, I'm asking friends, family, and experts the questions that are in my head. Like, is OnlyFans only bad? Where do memes come from? And where's Tom from MySpace? Listen to Baby, This is Keke Palmer, only on Amazon Music.
Watch what happens when there's so much that happens.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old browse. I'm Ronnie, and today I'm with my gorgeous, talented, sweet-natured little angel, Benjamunius. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. I just feel like I'm worth more than this. Fuck this shit! Pull a Camille in the middle of this podcast.
Ronnie, that reminds me, I love having you as my co-host. In fact, tomorrow is our 11-year anniversary. But
is it?
I gotta trust my heads of department, and gotta let you go today, Ronnie. I'm sorry.
Oh God, I'm gonna pass Matt Whitfield in the hall and be like, "Wow, I was just told that everybody hates me and wants to see me go." And be like, yeah, pretty much. Okay, keep walking. Keep walking.
Our 11-year anniversary is our birthday is January 25th, and so you know, by the time we release this,
cute. Happy anniversary, Ben! I love you.
I love you too. Happy anniversary! I can't believe it's been 11 years. It's wild. It's wild that it's been going on this long. I can't believe it's been a year since our town hall show. By the way, that's crazy too.
God, if you were here in Austin, I would get you a nothing but cake that says happy anniversary.
Well, we can just celebrate it next week when I am in Austin.
Nope, too expensive for a late cake.
Wow.
Okay, but fine. God, I love you. I've loved being married to you in this way. And everybody who's been here, thank you. And you know what? If you're a new date to us as well, we love you the same, okay? Thank you. This is our, I guess, 11th year anniversary then tour. The Cheetah Brand Tour. It starts in Austin, February 2nd. You can find all the dates at watchwhatcrappens.com. All the cities are announced thus far. I'll go through them real quick. Austin, Dallas, Phoenix, LA for the 2023 Golden Crappies at the Wheel Turn on February 24th. Charlotte, Atlanta, Denver, Salt Lake City, Seattle, San Francisco, Toronto, Philadelphia, NYC, Washington, San Diego, St. Paul, Chicago, Columbus, Boston, and Massantucket, Connecticut. We're so excited. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com for your tickets. Also, all of our links are there. Patreon links for our bonus episodes and videos that we do a couple of times a week. Everywhere you can listen to us, how you can contact us. I mean, what an exciting site. Thank you, everybody. We sure love you. Ben, anything to add?
You know, nothing that anyone wants to hear, you know?
Who cares? You can do whatever you want. You've been married 11 damn years. You can do whatever you want, Ben.
I will say actually one thing, and this is a sincere thing. Every time we go on tour, we always get tweets and messages from people who are like, "I really want to come see you guys, but I think I'm only gonna be able to come alone because none of my friends watch Bravo, yada yada." So I just want to say two things. First and foremost, we have found that a lot of people have brought their friends and family who do not watch Bravo, and they've come and they've had a really fun time at our show because the energy is really great. So I want to say you can reassure them that. But second of all, I would also say don't worry about coming as a solo person. You know, chances are you listen to the podcast alone, so why not come see us alone? I went to a Dave Matthews concert in September alone. It was at the Hollywood Bowl, and you know, it was like 20,000 people, so like half the size of a Crappens show. But it was like a big old concert. I'd never gone to a big concert alone. And I was kind of like, what am I doing? This is crazy. And I went alone to this giant ass show. And it was so fun. It was actually liberating to go alone in a weird way. So I just want to say that to be like, if you're a little on the fence or you're a little concerned, don't worry. It'll be great. You'll literally have an amazing time.
And you always meet people at a Crappin' show because you're all fucking crazy. We're all fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, we are all a tribe. And you realize that the second you walk in. So excited to see you guys again. Also, half of us, me, is a person who does everything alone. I live alone. Yeah. I love to be alone. I've gone to so many shows alone, and I've always had a good time. And I will go to many, many more, including my grave. Alone and happy.
And I mean, honestly, and also, we don't want to put necessarily pressure like, oh, if you go, you'll make friends. Then you're like, wait, I went alone and I didn't make friends. You know, you'll either make friends or you won't make friends. But either way, your life will continue on. It really won't. Like, you're not, like, if you go to the Crappin' show and you meet some nice people, but you don't wind up being friends, that's
just
okay.
Just give
too.
Up now. That's our point. Just give
no,
up.
No, it's fine. It's
that's
fine.
What Ben was saying. That's what Ben was saying. End it. You know? Below Deck 1009, Diary of a Deckie. I don't know what that's
called. Diarrhea of a Deckie? That is disgusting. Disgusting title.
Diarrhea a Deckie. It's the new Deckie.
The decade of diarrhea.
Yeah, I don't like talking about that. So we ended with Captain Sandy firing Camille, calling her up. And Camille been drinking on deck and all that stuff all day. And she's like, you know, I gotta say, you gotta go. This isn't easy for me, but...
Listen, no. This is not like outracing a Somalian pirate, okay? This is not easy for me.
Oh my God, no, really? You're not gonna say this, are you? And she goes, yeah, I'm letting you go this morning. Because as captain, you see, I listen to my department heads and I trust them. And basically, I said, who smells? And they all voted you. So I said, okay, get that stinky cheese off this boat. Let's do it.
But like, I just feel like being let go is like the last thing I want to do. Oh, I know. I know. What's the first thing you want to do? Get drunk? Okay, see, that's why we got to do the last thing you want to do.
Yeah, letting go, you know, being let go. No one wants to be let go, you know. That's kind of the point. That's what makes it fun for me, you know. Can't always be about you. So listen, chances aren't like hugs. They're not endless, okay? I've got a charter to run. I've got hugs to give. But I'm out of chances. And I have to have a unison on board. Do you understand? Because if there's not harmony, it's because one person's not in unison. Okay. The boat's singing, hey ho, hey ho, it's after work you go. You're singing, I like big butts and I cannot lie. And it's in a different key. Goodbye. This choir is over.
I mean, I don't know what possessed you to try to do a mashup of Sir Mix-a-Lot and a Disney song, but you know, that's what you did. But yeah, I have to let you go. You know, I don't like to let people go. I mean, that's like an anti-hug, letting people go. But unfortunately, hugs like moments have to end. Okay, so you gotta go, kiddo. So
you need more chances.
Say?
Maybe go find a version of Monopoly in whatever language it is, wherever we are. You know, honestly, I don't know because there are so many fucking Below Decks on right now. I don't even know what show I'm talking about. But you know, go do that. Go find Monopolia, okay, and take a chance card.
You know, I was playing some Monopoly. I was playing Monopoly, and I was playing Disney's Frozen edition of Monopoly. And guess what I landed on? Let It Go Railroad. And I said, you know what? I do have to Let It Go Railroad. So guess what, Camille? You've been let go. And you can now work on the railroad. No, I just imagine that IP has been licensed to Monopoly.
I love that Let It Go would be the railroad.
I feel like it'd be like the four songs would be the railroad. Like, Let It Go, Do You Want to Be a Snowman Railroad? And I'm sure there's like two other songs to sing. Just a Girl, that's Little Mermaid.
So
for the Camille, first time, that one.
Camille gets all upset. She's like, all right, well, it's nice to know you. And I guess thanks for the opportunity. I mean, this is all right. But this right here, this is debaucherous is what it is. This is fucking Really, you're drunk on the job and you're like fucking someone on camera every single night. In a room that's not yours. Please do not bring up debauchery right now, ma'am.
Does she
get out?
I don't think she knows what debauchery means because there's literally nothing about this moment that's about debauchery.
I know. Captain Sandy's like sitting there in her bra. Well, you know, I'm sorry. I just wanted to be comfortable.
Oh, well, you know, it feels awkward to have to fire you while someone feeds grapes into your mouth and then pours wine in as well and fans you with a fig leaf. But unfortunately, you can't stay in this orgy.
Yeah, sorry I had to fire you at a keg party. Okay, but, you know, it is what it is. So Camille storms off. But you can't really storm off on this boat because the stairs are, like, so narrow.
She's, like, carefully walks away.
She turns to storm off, but then she has to be like, doom, dee, doom, dee, doom, dee. So she's like, I am, like, very pissed off because I've done everything I can do to please these people, and I don't even get a say in it.
Yeah, I don't deserve to get fired. It's bullshit. So Camille walks, she's walking out and she walks by Rachel in this like little nook and Camille's like, so I'm getting let go. Apparently I wasn't satisfactory to your liking. And Rachel's like, my liking. And she goes, yeah, she said all department heads have an issue with me. And so Rachel's like, oh, we do. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we do. And Camille goes, yeah. And I really don't know why. She goes, well, let's see. There's like not following through with tasks. You smell. Did she tell you that part? That was mine.
Okay. All right. Definitely not following through with tasks. Okay. Okay. Go on.
And then the drinking, like, that's not really an issue, but like, is the attitude while you're drinking? Because like, when you're drinking, you're argumentative and you're combative.
So, oh, really? Is that right?
So, yeah. You know what? You can go on to the next department head, please. Thanks so much.
Yeah, Camille tried it with Rachel. You idiot. Did you really think you were going to win that one? Because at first, Rachel's like, wait, what? And then when she realizes what Camille's trying to do, she's like, oh, I'm not going to play this game. You want brutal honesty? I'm going to give you brutal honesty right now. And I love when Rachel says, yeah, you became combative. And Camille's response is to be combative. Like, why do people do that? People don't seem to understand how that works. Like, if someone says you become combative and you go, oh, really? Is that right? That's kind of proving their point, Camille.
Camille, come on, Camille, get it together. So she does. She leaves, and then she's moving on to Fraser. And so Fraser is doing this thing in this episode where he's like, I'm really a very sensitive person. Let me face into a closet and pretend to cry. So he's doing that. And she's like, Fraser, I'm being let go. And he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. You're so sweet. Can we go chat for a moment? She's like, yeah, I guess. And then it just cuts to Alyssa singing. She's busy and she wants to shit herself. Okay, so now we sit down with Fraser and Camille.
Yeah, so Fraser's like, well, Camille, as you know, I never wanted this to happen. You working in my department. But unfortunately, that's what happened.
Yeah, I can't really doubt that because, like, it happened. He's like, well, I just feel like, much like your talent or your skill or your intelligence, your heart's not in it. Do you understand? And she's like, where's that coming from? Because, like, I do my work. And he goes, well, it's the attitude towards work. That's what it is, really. It's really not working for the crew.
She's, okay. I'm sorry that it's turned out this way. Your bleach job, of course, is what I'm referencing. Okay. Well, I hope you guys get a superstar stew to step into my position, and I appreciate the conversation. I have some other goodbyes to give people who actually like me. I'm like, all right, so you're going to visit your parents maybe? I don't know what's happening here because I can't tell how many other people are on that list.
She's hilarious. She just keeps going from person to person to burn them, and she just
not getting it.
Smacked down. I mean, the only thing that could make this better is, I hope you all get a superstar stew. And then Beyonce just comes on. Me, rising from the ocean.
She just rises up out of the water on like a fountain, like she did in Dubai this weekend.
The Bellagio fountain.
We've been all night. Whoa! Like, wow, love that. I mean, stew.
Isn't that funny? Everybody was so mad at Beyonce.
Were they?
Yeah. Everybody was real mad at Beyonce.
Oh, because she was in Dubai?
I guess it was like a mixture of that and because she was doing this for the royal family and she was making all this money and it was disgusting. And then she was keeping it private. Like they wanted, they were mad at her that it was private and that video couldn't be released. And it's like, they paid her $27 million for a private show. It's going to be private. And it wasn't anyway. It was done on phones and stuff. But it's just funny how people are like, how dare you, Beyonce, keeping a performance private? How dare you, Matt?
Well, people are upset with her because she hasn't released the visuals for her album. And so it's I imagine there's a lot of it like, oh, so you'll go to Dubai and you'll cash in a $27 million paycheck, but you can't make a music video for us. To which I say, yeah, $27 million. Like, you know, that's a lot of money for us, too.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Beyonce's come so far from the laundry, you know?
She really has. She's doing a great job. She's a real breakout star from Below Deck. She and Kate Chastain having a great January.
Yeah, truly. So now she moves on, right? And there's dramatic music, but Frasier's just completely unaffected, which is funny. So then we see Tony working with Ben on Deck, and she's like, Deckies, today's my last day. And Ben's like, yeah, what happened? She goes, I got fired. And she's like sitting on the edge of the railing with her feet up over where they just polished. I'm like, this is why. Do you see? You're basically, oh, look at yourself. You're like a fresh sandwich on a wet counter. You know what I mean?
That was a very visceral metaphor. I don't know where that came from, but wow, that was so real. Yeah, she really is. I mean, she's even ineffective at like being fired, right? She's just sitting there. She's like, yeah, the three department heads think I don't finish my task and I have a bad attitude towards work. And then Ross walks by. She goes, Ross, your complaints? Because apparently you have something. He's like, what? I don't know. I don't have time. I'm not getting involved on the working side. But socially, yeah. We're good. He walks
he's like,
off.
Whatever. Yeah, he's like, whatever, lady. So then Haley is with Frasier, and she's like, oh my God, who is that crying in the closet? And he's like, is that Frasier? Oh, come here, Frasier. Give me a hug, Frasier. She's like, that must have been as hard as every cock in the room when I enter with these bags of wonder. Come on, darling. Talk it out.
I like that Frasier's go-to sad response is to put himself back in the closet. He's like, I'm straight now again, mother. He really does spend a lot of time like in a closet this episode. He's always just like crying in closets. So he's like, it was for the best. I really liked her, which is why it's horrible. And I don't ever want to do this to anyone. And of course, what I'm saying is the person who I really like is any woman except for Camille. And what I say I don't ever want to do this to anyone is subject them to Camille. It is terrible what we all have to go through.
And Haley's like, wow, you've got a big heart. I've got a bigger wuss on me, but you've got a giant heart, Frasier. And for that, I say, yeah, fuck it good, Frasier. Like, can we just have a moment and cry? Let's fake cry for a moment. All right, jeez.
I never want to break anyone's spirit in life, but you got to do what's best for the bigger picture of the group, even if it means having to now suffer through a conversation with a lady with big hair and a cankle.
So then we go to Ben and Camille, and she's like, oh my God, I guess I have to go back to Mississippi. Oh, Katie's things are in all my things. So then she just starts throwing things in piles. You know, she's just so fucking rude and wrong. So Ben is depressed, of course, because, you know, his fleshlight's leaving, basically. And she's like, oh, I'm going to miss you. And he's like, yeah, I really wanted to go on a date with you. And she's like, you're so sweet, man. Why are you so sweet? You know why? Because you liked me. And I liked you too, man. That's why. And she just throws Katie's shit on the floor.
All right. Ben Bryan Cranston, we got an hour and a half before to get the deck ready.
Bryan Cranston's show, Your Honor, came back on Showtime. God, I can't stop seeing it now with this stupid fucking lead deckhand guy, Bosun.
It's Bryan Cranston meets Martin. Not Martin Lawrence, of course, but Martin, Lisa Vanderpump's Martin.
Well, in the second season, Bryan Cranston, as in every show, I think, except for his first show, which was Malcolm in the Middle. But I think ever since then, there's not anything that Bryan Cranston appears in where he doesn't start a season looking just broke down. It's like at his worst, his most broken. Like, will Bryan Cranston recover from this one? And I have to say, he still looks more sober than Ross. So good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy.
That's not Yeah, that's a real statement. So it's like a sandwich on a counter. That's trying to think of something else the sandwich could be sitting in.
So then we got the captain, and so captain is in the hall, and she sees a giant pile of like shit in the hallway, and so she goes to Camille's cabin, and she's like, hey there, oh, who's your roommate? You? And oh, Katie? Katie? Which one's Katie? Oh, Popeye in a bikini? Okay. Katie, please come to your cabin. So Katie's like, Cappy! And she's like, listen, I'm going to have her help you, Camille, because I really need you to get off the boat. Sorry, but I got a charter and also some pride. So it'd be great.
Hey, Katie, come on. Hey, look at this one. Isn't she just like Fievel's sister? Oh, okay, go help Camille, okay? So so now the Ross is having everyone chamois and everything. Everyone's cleaning. And Alyssa is like very worried that everyone's gonna be mad at her. And that also that like everyone's gonna feel Camille's absence because they're gonna be one person down, they're gonna be mad at her because of us. And she's like, but then at the same time, she's also happy because she's like, from the first fucking day of charter, she's been rude and had an attitude and she didn't do her job and she got herself fired. So like, yeah, toxic. Bye. So then Fraser helps Camille with her luggage and stuff, and Tony is saying how he feels really bad, but at the same time he's like really happy because he can sleep again. And then we get like, of course, flashbacks of Camille and Ben having like very intense rapid sex about Tony.
Yes, very rapid rabbit sex. So she puts on Ping's fake white fur jacket and a crop top and some silver jogging pants, and she's like, yes, this is the exit look. Fuck yeah. So Fraser hugs her and tells her good luck. And then she goes to Ben and she's like, you know what? Her exit monologue is, I tried giving a fuck and I am done giving a fuck. Because I know the work I did and I'm proud of what I did. So like, I'm walking out like a double fuck you fingers. Okay. Try me, motherfucker. Drop the mic. Camille's out.
Fraser's like, Camille, I'm so sorry to see you go. And just for the record, it's spelled F-R-A-S-E-R. What are you talking about? Oh, for when you have to take my coffee order at Starbucks. Just letting you know.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. If you're looking for the answer to deep philosophical questions like what is the meaning of life, I can't really help you. But I do believe that we really enrich our experience here by learning from others. And that's why in each episode, I like to talk with actors, musicians, artists, scientists, and many more types of people about how they get the most out of life. We explore how they felt during the highs and sometimes more importantly, the lows of their careers. We discuss how they've been able to stay happy during some of the harder times. But if I'm being honest, it's mostly just fun chats between friends about the important stuff. Like, if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it? Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Ben's commercial.
Then Fraser and Haley and Alyssa are talking, and Fraser's like, Camille's gone, which will be easier as far as toxicity, but we've got a sober primary with the pregnant wife, so this should be an easy trip, all right? We really need to get our teeth into this, and by that I mean I'm not going to look at either one of you until the charter's over, but I will pretend to cry in some closets. Do whatever you want. Goodbye.
So then Sandy gets on the phone with Captain Lee to FaceTime, and she's like, hey, Captain Lee, it's Captain Sandy. How are you? Hey. So, hey, you look great. You look a lot better, okay? Wow. I mean, you're kind of sexy right now, Captain Lee. I don't know what I'm feeling. Sandy, this is your wife. Oh, so sorry. Hey, okay, now let me call Captain Lee now. Hey, Captain Lee, how you doing? What's going on? How you feeling? And he's like, well, I feel a lot better, a lot better. Good, like, good to hear.
Great, kiddo. What's going on over there? She's like, God, you look good. Have you been putting cucumbers on your eyes? What is that? Hey, are those carrots in your bra? Or are your nipples just happy to see me? Just kidding, Tiger. Okay, now listen. Your boat is a bit of a tornado. And, well, hey, let go of Camille. Okay? And he goes, yeah, well, that was a tough spot for her to be in, huh? And she's like, oh, what spot was that? Under Ben? Actually, it seems like a real fun spot. You know, everybody wants to get on. It's a very handsome person. No, just the double job thing, kid. The double job.
Oh, the double job, like mented in toothpaste, which is both cleans your teeth and whitens it. Because she, I'll tell you one thing, she had a fresh mouth. That's what she had.
For fuck's sake, are you supposed to be giving me more nerve damage? What are you calling me for?
Well, I'm just calling to let you know that you hired a total dud of a human being. And she's a huge idiot, but she's gone now. So if you ever come back to this boat and you're like, hey, where did that walking map go? Now you don't have to be concerned anymore.
So when are you coming back? And he's like, I'm working towards it. She goes, okay, well, I'll say hi to the crew for you. He's like, please don't. Soft ass lily ass just hangs up. So then we go to Ben, who's crying on deck. I can't.
This is like sobbing after you've taken the trash out, being like, I'll miss those empty boxes.
I can't. He's like, Camille's the first best I've opened up to in 2 years. Oh, really? In 2 years? That's fucking crazy. Try 2 decades, okay, sir? He's like, and for it to just be taken away like that, it's so...
Don't get emotionally attached to garbage, okay? Like, that was your... Like, listen, I understand. You just opened up. You made yourself vulnerable. But, like, next time, choose who you open up to a little bit better. Like, make some better choices.
Oh, and so then now they're doing provisions and Ben is still sobbing, like in a different part.
He's literally crying. I cannot believe he's crying over Camille. Over Camille. Okay.
And Ross is like, I know it's tough, but we need to get our job done. You understand that, right? And then so Ben passes by Alyssa. She goes, hey. And he just ignores her and storms off. She goes, okay. And he tells us Alyssa definitely had something to do with this. From the very beginning, she was after Camille. She got rid of Camille. What's next? You're on my bed books for the rest of eternity.
She got damned for eternity and for Ben. Like, that's major over Camille.
And to prove how much he hates her, he hands her one giant 12-pack of bottled waters and then stacks another one on top of it. She's like, okay.
Yeah. So then up in the wheelhouse, hey, boop, 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 boop. Hey, Norma, it's Sandy. How you doing today, huh?
Oh, geez. Great. Now that I hear your voice, now that I'm smashing my finger with a cast iron skillet, that's kind of what your voice does to my brain every time it comes through a radio.
Oh, it's more like you smash the skillet with your finger, because I know which one of those two things is larger. So anyway, hey, so I need a new deck stool, because once again, Norma Staffing Service served up another dead.
Well, guess what? This isn't a warehouse, so get your deck stool somewhere else, okay? It's not on the menu tonight.
Well, I would, but apparently some slut on the mainland went and tarnished my good name at every staffing agency, so now I'm stuck with you. Strange how that happened.
Yeah, it's so amazing how many times we've talked to each other and how consistently you are at not making me laugh.
Just amazing. Well, yeah, I know. It's amazing how humorless you are. God, it's no wonder why no one ever wants to include you as a plus one to a wedding.
Okay, well, I'll get a no talent, desperate to work for another no talent loser, and have them shipped to you as soon as they come in from Alibaba. Okay?
Okay, and hey, I know this might be out of your skill set, like most things in life, but if you could get Beyonce, I think we'd all really appreciate that.
Okay, hate ya.
Hate ya too, babe.
Die, please.
Bye, bitch.
So Katie is hugging Camille. She's like, bye! And then Haley is talking to Fraser, I think. And she's like, oh my God, look at these feet. It's like my ankle is part of my calf. All right. It's like, it looks like my foot is going to spontaneously come by. Looks like my foot is going to blow up like a man at a bus stop looking at me in a short skirt.
Fraser, will you get out of that closet and look at my cankle? So then Sandy sees Ben. Ben is crying still. Sandy sees him and hugs him. And she goes, hey, listen, you'll stay in touch. Just come talk to me anytime and I'll explain what to do in life when you fall for a huge idiot and then you become an idiot too. Okay, I'll show you how you get out of that pattern.
So she pulls, she has a meeting and she's like, all right, everyone. Now, obviously, this is a tough meeting. This was a tough morning for everyone that actually gave a shit about stupid Camille. Okay, so, sorry, Ben.
Just Ben. Just Ben. Yeah, great just morning Ben. For everyone else.
Yeah, great. Yeah, good time for the rest of it, especially anyone rooting against Carrie in Homeland. Okay, you finally got your wish. Okay, ding dong. She's dead. So we're going to be down a crew member, and I know it's hard, but let's try to bring the energy for the charter. Are you ready to bring some energy for the charter?
Listen, it's never a great thing to have to fire someone the minute you take on a charter, but now we got to suck it up and act like we have a third person, which is sort of like what we've been doing all season long, because she really has been useless. I mean, she might as well have been a piece of cardboard. Am I right?
Guys, here's my advice. We're going to suck it up and we're going to pull it off. Well, hey, that was my job before I got here. I've got no problem returning. Don't threaten me with a good time.
So now here come the guests walking to the boat, and it's like last minute cleaning and everything. And Ross is like, where's Ben? Because Ross has not been present. I mean, Ben has not been present all morning. And of course, Ben is texting Camille saying, Camille, I miss you so much already.
God,
this
so
is just
lame.
Very sad.
And Ross is like, Ben is coming out of a long-term relationship. I mean, they've been together, what, 2-3 weeks at this point? I mean, he's slightly emotional. I'm going to need him to pull it together a little bit.
Yeah. So now here come the guests. We have the primaries, Adam and Louisa. And they have their friend Imogen. How do you say that name?
Imogen.
All the people coming onto the yacht.
It's like Imogen.
Imogen.
Like we have.
It's like a word. It's like a name I always see written out, but then I never actually say it.
Oh my God, that's like that name, Hermione from Harry Potter.
Yeah,
I read all the books, but you know, there weren't the movies back then. In the old right. days, you know, I finished that right after the Bible, darling. And I remember reading it, and in my head, I pronounce it Hermione mm-hmm. or something, because I had to like phonetically spell it out. And it's still very hard for me to accept Hermione or Hermione. Yeah. Am I even saying it right? Is it Hermione?
You know, I actually don't know, because I have not read the books and I've only seen like two of the movies. So my connection to that crazy ass name is so. What was Bueller chiming in with a suggestion?
I'm so sorry. Someone came over and is doing a little vacuuming.
Is it Imogen Poots?
Sorry about that, everybody. I was professional and scheduled it on time before the podcast. But guess what? Some people were a little late. And when they came in, they said, I said, what are you doing with the white fur and a crop top? And they said, double fuck you fingers, mic drop, Camille in.
Camille's now vacuuming your house.
Actually, she's already drinking. Yeah. So there's the guests. And Adam's like, oh, I hope you have some non-alcoholic whatever. And Fraser's like, I've got two non-alcoholics. The rest is just boozy champagne for the rest of you. And so it starts raining. And Fraser, just little things happening around the boat. Work. They're departing. Fraser and Haley are talking. And Fraser sees himself in the mirror and goes, oh, my God, what is wrong with my posture? And stands up straight and he's like, oh, now look at it. Now it's good. She goes, but it's because you're standing straight now. It's not always how you stand, is it?
I got a cankle. So now they're leaving port. And Ben, by the way, I have to say, The swollen foot is an ongoing repeated storyline on Below Deck, which I guess must happen when you're walking around so much. And I have to say credit to Haley, because she has really been the most, she's had the best attitude about her swollen foot. You know, obviously we all remember what's her face. Was it Caroline on Below Deck when her foot got all janky and she could barely walk? And like Kate was ridiculing her. She really spiraled downwards from her foot. But Haley's just like, well, I got a cankle. I don't know what to do with it. But you know, I just work is work, you know. Just masturbate and get on with life.
Yeah. So Rachel is having a food discussion with Imogen, and she's like, okay, just want to know everybody, what time you want to have lunch? It's 2:30, okay? And she's like, oh my god, there they are. Glasses. My sunglasses. Have they been here the whole time? They're like, uh-oh, guys, I don't know if anybody's warned you. Imogen is the kooky one.
She's kooky. And then Adam, there's a guy named Adam.
No one's talking to you, all right? Quiet down over there.
Alexa wants to be friends with Imogen. Well, so then,
you know, I can call her by name. She never pays attention. But I say Imogen, and she just, like, pops to life and starts bossing me around.
I would love a digital assistant named Imogen. She's just like, hello, can I help you with today? Could you find out what the weather's going to be? I certainly can, but maybe you should find out why you care about the weather so much. Wow. Turn the tables on me.
Adam invites the captain to dinner, and the captain tells Rachel that she'll be coming to dinner, and then
Peter. Hi, I'm working on a boat now.
Yeah, our Real Houses of Miami notes seeped in here. Alyssa calls her mom. She's like, mom, that girl who was a big bitch got fired. And her mom says, well, that goes to show you, right? It doesn't help to be difficult.
So, and then she says something about Ben, about how, and she said, Alyssa's saying how, like, Camille probably made it seem like I got her fired, even though, like, you can't get someone fired if their actions aren't there. Their actions aren't there. So.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, bye, Mom. I'm getting back to work. You're fired. I mean. So then anchor down. Toy time, deck. And then Tony, as they put the toys in, Tony goes, Daddy of a Deckie.
I was like, which is, I guess, why where we got our episode name from. But then, like, there's nothing significant comes from that statement. That was like the intern at Bravo who's in charge of naming the episodes was like, I really can't come up with anything. So just Diary of a Deckie was a fun, sort of a funny alliteration.
Yeah, like literally nothing else went on in this episode.
And there was nothing about, but also like of all the things that happened this episode, none of it pertained to really Deckies, unless it's about Ben sniffling over Camille. But like, I didn't understand that episode title.
Yeah. So then we see Rachel in the galley going, oh, kitty, kitty, Cooter McGee.
Cut to it. Yeah, and then they're all arriving at the table, and Imogen is late. And so when Imogen shows up, one of the guys says, and excuse my French, everyone, but he basically goes, the Cuntosaurus has arrived. And I was like, oh, like there's some savage gay at this table. And I think it was actually her husband who said that. I was like, okay, wow.
He did? I didn't even catch that. Oh my god.
I was like, damn. I'm sorry, I couldn't say Cut Fitness because there was an Asaurus attacked, and it would have just sounded too strange to say a Cut Fitness Asaurus. And people would have been like, what are you talking about, Ben? I had to give it with all its full vivid glory.
Well, glad we finally moved over to Wondery so they can just cancel us right away, right off the top. Yep. So Fraser, let me see. Oh, so Ross is with Katie on the swim platform, and the captain's just watching him. Because, you know, it's Captain Sandy, so that's what she does. She's like, you know, I was standing behind your back, breathing down your neck, and that's what a good leader does. So she's doing that, and Ross goes, so do you want to man the – well, do you want to person the swim platform? She goes, you know, I think you can say man it. It's not a personal thing. It's a swim platform. Okay? So we can drop that right now. Thanks.
Oh, good, good. I'm just going to go inside and make myself a sandwich with some, like, turkey and personaise. Okay, listen. Don't be afraid of the syllable man. It's okay.
It's okay, human resources. I know it's been a rough time for you. Go back to fucking your employee. Okay, go back to that. So then Fraser is talking to Rachel, and he's like, well, that went very, very well, Rachel. They loved lunch. And she goes, you know why it worked? Because we weren't dealing with someone else. And he's like, well, I feel like the time on board is going really well, even down to Stu. So things feel normal. Truly, we're better off without her. Final last words, end the episode now. No knocking on wood.
Yeah. Then Alyssa is telling Haley that her stomach has been bubbling. This is a common theme on Bravo this week with bubble gut. But she's basically, hers is coming not from food poisoning, but it's coming from a sense of insecurity she feels because of the Camille situation. She feels like everyone's like talking about her. Basically what Alyssa is feeling is like everyone thinks that she's like the bad guy right now, and she's really insecure about that. And she says that she's really conflicted, and she's glad that Camille is gone, but she feels guilty because, you know, she says Camille latched on to me and I gave her a reaction and everyone saw it, and I know that Ben doesn't like me because of it, so I'm feeling stressed out and she feels insecure. What's just sort of interesting in this situation to me is that if like Camille didn't like Alyssa, Alyssa would literally not even give a shit. But because essentially Ben doesn't like Alyssa, she is feeling very, very insecure. And I thought that was just sort of a fascinating reaction, because it's like, is it because Ben is a man? Is it because he's in a different department or whatever? Either way, like, I'm also like, please don't get anxiety over this guy.
I'm seeing it as her using Ben as the basis on how everyone else feels, because she's been stuck in laundry all day. So really, she hasn't had much reaction, right? She hasn't seen everybody else being like, fuck yeah. So she doesn't know. All she knows is now she's stuck in laundry, which was a bad move, because now who wants to do laundry all day? Not her. So now she's stuck in laundry, and people, Ben, are now being shitty to her. So she's probably just assuming it's everybody. But also, you know, if you're willing to put yourself out there and be like that and like kind of poke at Camille, listen, I think Camille was fucking terrible and she totally deserved to get fired. And I think that Alyssa was totally in the right to say everything she said to Camille at work. I thought that stuff was all right on. But, you know, Alyssa also has that side to her that's like, oh my God, she likes that guy. I'm going to get in my bathing suit and like really flirt hard with that guy because I'm going to be a bitch about it.
Yeah, Alyssa's so not innocent.
She does have this villainous side to her, even though she was right in most of these situations. And so it's like, if you're going to be that way, then you need to have the cojones to really be that way and not ask for pity from us for it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to be a good, like, even if it's a half a villain, I need to see you be a good villain and not a wussy villain. No wussy villains allowed here. This is Bravo, ma'am. Okay?
Yeah. Full villain.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now Haley goes up to the wheelhouse and shows Captain Sandy her leg. And Sandy's like, oh, it's really swollen, huh? She's,
yeah, it was worse a couple of days ago. It was like a cankle then. She's like, cankle? What is that?
It's like a fat ankle. No, it's a cock. It's an ankle. What do you think?
A cock the size of an ankle.
And the captain's like, oh, that's funny. Cankle. I get it.
Mad respect to whoever came up with that.
Deaf Comedy Jam. God, I love when those keep coming back, huh? So, what's up there? You know, you showing me ankles like this. This could have been, if this was 1920s, whoa, this would have been inappropriate. But, you know, it's not. So what's going on? And Haley's like, well, much like you are right now, this job is hard, all right? And I haven't done yachting for a long time. I do aesthetics. I do clients a couple times a day. Apparently, I'm allergic to work and boats. I'd rather shove needles in people's faces, all right? Send me the fuck out of here. No one told me I actually had to work on a television show.
Well, guess what? All right? Because you get to go back to your life of, what did you call it? Aesthetics? Okay, cool. So,
I work at aesthetics. Aesthetics?
Oh, wow.
Aesthetics.
But hey, look, I'm gonna have the medic look at it. Okay, hold on one second. Beep, boop, 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 beep. Hey, Dr. Clooney. Hey,
well, hi,
I got a stew here.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, I got a stew here who's got a leg that looks like a pool noodle. Can you take a look at it?
oh my gosh, you know what? You should give her the advice that you give yourself, because your neck looks like a pool noodle. What do you do with that? Just tell her to do whatever you do with your neck.
You know what, Norma? I really don't appreciate you answering phones for Dr. Clooney anymore.
Well, guess what? I don't appreciate you trying to take me, take time away from me and my boyfriend with the Caesar cut. Okay?
You know what? How about this? I'm not a doctor, but I have some medicine for you. It's called two pills. Chill pills. You better take them.
I got news for you. Kanko's a normal word that's been around for a long time. You fucking stupid.
Okay, you know what? You're going to need 10 cc's of shut the fuck up, okay? I'm sick of it.
Oh, yeah, my Kanko has now become a fool head. It's a fool head that's speaking to me. Doctor saying anything.
She's got a head on her ankle, and now she's, oh, God. She's making out with it. Okay, we really need to get a doctor. Get Dr. Clooney on the phone.
Well. Sorry, we're busy. Call you back later.
Well, I know. I always said I'd like to give head. I didn't realize that this is actually the sort of head I would actually be giving.
Karma, really, after all the head I've given, now I'm finally getting one. So the guests want dinner at 9, and so everybody starts changing into blacks at 8:30, and Fraser and Alyssa are setting up cutlery and water glasses, and Tony and Rachel are talking, and he's like, oh my God, you're making so much food again. She's like, yeah, I'm a little concerned with timing on multiple course tasting dinners, especially, you know, these around the world ones, because people think, oh, you sell around the world, it shows so much wealth, but there's no such thing as no in this industry, okay? No in Spanish is the same as no in English. It's the same as no in Italian. It's the same as no in Russian. Well, mostly, there's an N in both of them. God, I'm horny.
So then Alyssa's telling Fraser that her mental state is shit. And he's like, well, you know what that feeling is? It's the feeling of being outside of a closet. Here, step into this bureau. You'll feel so much better.
So then Fraser brings the guest to the dinner table. And we cut back to Tony and Rachel talking. And he's like, oh, my God, look at all these cabinets. I look at these cabinets and I think I'm going to find somebody's head here. She goes,
no, that's the freezers.
Or Haley's leg. It's kind of gnarly if you've ever looked at it.
So Haley's icing her foot. The table.
Yeah. You know?
And then Adam is tasting one of the special drinks, and Captain's sitting with him now because she's having dinner with them. And he's like, whoa, this tastes like a real drink. And she goes, oh, you know, I'm sober too. I don't drink alcohol. What about that? Now, everybody, you ready for some Sandy time? Okay, settle in. Doodly doot, doodly doot. I was a wild child. Party, party, party. That's me. Throw up a picture of me that looks nothing like me. Throw up a picture of me that looks like a cross between Rosie O'Donnell and Elaine Puzler.
Hey, throw a picture of me that looks sort of like a young Judd Nelson. Okay, so listen, I was that kid that was always in trouble. Party, party, party. Alcohol for me was trouble with a big T. God, I remember in the 70s, I would just go to parties and say, hey, let's put on the Pina Colada song. And when they wouldn't do it, I'd pull out my dad's rifle and say, no, I said we're playing the Pina Colada song. Killed a lot of party vibes, but man, did I love that song.
God, in the 80s, there was half of that decade the gays wouldn't even speak to me, which was real hard, you know, being in a bar, because I actually snorted Liza Minnelli up. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It actually took me a couple of months to blow her back out.
I actually once got wasted in New York City. I ran into Leona Helmsley on the street and I hugged her and I said, we are the world. Spent 2 nights in jail for that one.
One time I pulled a gun on Tina Turner and I said, now who doesn't need another hero, stupid? God, I was a real bitch back then.
Oh, man, I remember getting wasted and barging into Samantha Fox's dressing room at a concert at the Meadowlands. And I said, who's got your nose now, Miss Fox? Who's got your nose now? And she said, I don't even know what you're doing. This isn't even a good pun on my name, but there's no pun whatsoever. I said, it doesn't need a pun because you're a gorgeous lady, okay? And you're Samantha Fox. And her bodyguards kicked me out two more nights in jail.
So then Rachel.
Trouble with a capital T. That's what I'm trying to say. No famous person was safe as long as I was drunk.
So Rachel serves the first course, and she's working like crazy, and the course does look beautiful. And she's like, this is brought to you by the word hatred. So the first course is Japan, and it's miso soup, and it really does look beautiful. I mean, especially for miso soup. Like, when do you ever think of miso soup and think, God, what a gorgeous dish?
Quite frequently, actually, really? I would say.
It's just like a simple soup. To me, I just think like, oh, well, it's a bowl of soup, but not today. It's like the freaking hot brigades.
I guess you just don't value simplicity.
That's me. That's me. Old Navy Ronnie doesn't value simplicity.
So Fraser, they put up all these flags because it's an around the world theme, and Fraser is standing like in a flag, like his head is in like in a flag's way, and he's trying to explain the soup while this flag is in his hair, and he keeps flapping it out of the way, but it keeps landing on his head. It was very reminiscent of Soap Dish with Kevin Kline.
All right, well, here you've got soup, and then you've actually got this broth, and once we put your soup down, you pour the broth on top. And then Imogen spills her broth, of course, because she's fucking Imogen. And the captain's like, oh, gosh, next time we pour it for you. Okay, no, next time miso soup, we pour it for him. God, that was disappointing.
Listen, we make it easy, easy for you with soup.
And Imogen's like, no, it actually was my fault, though. It's nothing to be mad at them about. She's like, well, they should have poured it. Okay, they should have poured it. So Alyssa goes in and tells Haley, that's my fault. She goes, bitch, yeah, it's my fault she spilled. I guess so. It's like, uh-oh. You don't have a Camille shield anymore, everybody.
Exactly. But by the way, they should have poured it. I just want to say they should have poured it. If you're doing like 7-star services, they like to say they should have been pouring that shit.
Yeah.
So, Sandy is like talking to Imogen about being non-denominational. She's like, yeah, no, I'm non-denominational. And I get on my knees in the morning and at night, you know? And Imogen's like, I get on my knees all the time. And then Adam, her husband, goes, yeah, well, you never get on your knees. No, don't listen to him. He's a disgusting little man.
I think her husband is Jonathan. Not that it matters, but just so we're not giving Adam all the shit today. So he's like, huh, you invite my wife and give her two coffees and this is what happens. And then the next course is Caribbean ceviche. So they eat and there's dramatic music because... and then a lady starts choking, falls to the floor. And it's too spicy.
Yeah, too spicy for them. I can't believe that Imogen would not be able to handle spice. Who would have ever thought? So they are like coughing. They have been gassed with mustard gas. And Sandy's like, oh, it's too spicy. It's too spicy. I'm too spicy for this yacht. Too spicy for this food. Too spicy at all. That was what I call a mashup. That's a parody song. Okay, I'm going to go tell the chef. It's too spicy.
That's sober, Sandy. You guys just got intro'd to. Enjoy the show. So Fraser tells Rachel about the soup, and she's like, oh, God, I hate my life. Last charter, not hot enough. This charter, too hot. Just people have different palates, you know? Some people want their fucking faith burned off. It just depends on how you perceive it. Some people think their piss smells after asparagus. Get the fuck over. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I think Rachel is just sometimes on a manic rant, and we're just piecing it, little parts of it together, and nobody's really noticing that there's anything wrong. We're like, oh, everything's fine. You know, she's like, oh, really? Hot? Not hot? Melt your face off. God, oh, fucking asparagus. I don't care if it makes your piss smell. It's like, what? Like, she's, I just want to give her a dollar sometimes and be like, shh, get into the car and let's pray together.
Let's get on our non-denominational knees. Did you know that with asparagus, scientists don't know if, is it that asparagus makes pee smell like asparagus, Or is it that some people are not able to smell the asparagus and be like, all pea smells like asparagus when you've had asparagus, but just some of us can't smell it? Or is it that like asparagus makes some pea smell like asparagus and we can all smell the asparagus? Isn't that interesting?
Everybody's pea. Yeah, I don't know. I think that it does make your pea smell like asparagus. And also coffee makes your pea smell like coffee. It's weird. I don't know why some things do that, but I think some people are so used to being grossed out by peeing and pooping that they just turn off their smelling when that happens.
Mm.
They don't smell it.
Interesting.
You know, I'm like CSI of pee-pee, you know? I'm like, yeah, if I go pee-pee, I'm like a dog. Yeah. I'm like, what did I have today? Who was I with? You know, did I have broccoli? Like, what was that like? Oh my God, did I have broccoli and asparagus and coffee today?
Did I have beets?
Beets. It's my diary pee.
Yeah, I like that.
So then, let's see. Ross and Katie are like flirting in the wheelhouse. They're like, she's looking at like, looking at the map. She's like, oh my God, look at the map. He's like, look at that. It's a map. Yeah, look at the sky. It's a cloud. It's wind. It's the earth. God, I want you. Oh God, I want you and 20 other people. Do this
at the same time.
At the same time.
So the more food is coming out to the guests. I think it's probably like the fourth or fifth course. Okay. It's been an hour and 9 minutes and everyone's getting full. And the conversation is really lagging. You know, they're really scraping. They're like really trying to find stuff. Sandy's like, hey, so you having a boy or a girl? And then the lady's like, a girl. And there's like silence.
And then Adam goes, you have beautiful teeth, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I had to get them all replaced after I rushed the stage at a Right Said Fred concert and said, can I do a parody song? And I said, I'm too spicy for this concert, too spicy for this song, too spicy indeed. And then they punched me in my mouth. And that's when I got sober the next day.
Oh, so it's coconut shrimp. And then, let's see, Ross is having his cuppo noodles, and the captain and the guests are so bored. It's just everybody on the boat is so bored, basically. And then Imogen is, like, dancing in her seat. And Adam, I think, is like, are you listening to music? And she goes, yeah, I'm not sitting here listening to crickets. Fuck that. And she's put one of her AirPods in her ears. She's like, I'm just going to entertain myself then. And this is when I really started to like her. I was like, that's my kind of girl.
Yeah, and she came to the table with that earpod in, and I was like, is that an earpod? No, of course that could not be an earpod, but it really was an earpod. And then Sandy's like, yeah, you know, I like all kinds of music. I mean, there's barely a musician from 1978 to 1991 whose stage I didn't rush, you know?
Yeah. Now, I can't tell you who's the best musician. I can tell you which musician had the best punch, and that was Stevie Nicks. Okay, both when she actually punched me out, but also when I snuck backstage and drank her punch in her dressing room. You know, really, it works both ways.
I'll tell you, one of the reasons why I got into maritime stuff is because I once ran into El DeBarge out on the sidewalk, and I gave him a very long hug, and I said, remind me your name again? He said, El DeBarge. And I said, that's right, I do think I want to work on a barge. The rest is history.
And Imogen's just in her chair dancing, and she goes, how long have we been here? When will it end? When will it end? So the captain's like, oh my God, I can't. The service is just terrible. And she tells us, listen, I think Rachel's great, but she can be her own worst enemy by creating too many tasting menus. The food needs to come out quicker. This is a super yacht. And so, Rachel's like, okay, well, the food's coming. And the captain says, yeah, I'm not eating. I got to go to bed. I mean, I only have so many hours to watch some weirdo dance in her chair while other people compliment my teeth. Okay, I'm going to bed. Good night.
And it's been 2 hours and 25 minutes and dessert's finally coming out. And Imogen's like, I don't want to sit at this table any longer. So she just like goes off and starts dancing by herself. Just like really loving her music, I guess. I have to say, here's my hot take about the situation. I think the fault here does not lie with Rachel or the staff. I think the fault lies with these guests who are too boring and dull to be able to even talk with each other and have good conversation. Because if you're doing an 8-course tasting menu and it's gone 2 hours and 25 minutes, that's, I think the timing on that's about right. You know, I think that's like actually a pretty relatively swift timing. I mean, if you do 4 to 5 courses in an hour, right? Or let's say you do 4 courses an hour. That seems, is that right? Right? Like 15 minutes per course? Or is it 10 minutes per course? What do you think?
I think it should be like 4 courses in an hour.
Yeah.
Right?
I think like,
so 2 hours. Food
comes out. You eat it for like 5 minutes or so, and then it goes out and you wait another 10 minutes.
Small plates that, yeah, I mean, I don't know, because they can't just be themselves because they're with the captain. But also, did they request a tasting menu, or does Rachel just keep doing tasting menus on her own? I forgot.
You know, I remember they asked for an around the world something or another, and I don't know how you do around the world. I mean, Sandy makes a suggestion later, but like, I think when you say around the world and you're going onto a yacht, it's sort of implying a tasting of some sort.
I don't know. I honestly think it was boring, man. It only took 5 minutes of my time in real life, and I was still like Imogen. I'm like, I can't take this.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that like it should have like, I think this was on the people, because if you're sitting there and you're not talking, then yeah, it feels like it takes forever. But I don't think it's crazy that it was 8 courses and it took 2 hours and 25 minutes. Actually, it seems like they probably needed
that
more.
Oh, like hell. Oh my God. I can't imagine a time I've sat down and had a 2.5 hour dinner. Like,
oh my goodness. I've had like 3 or 4 hour long dinners. I feel like with a tasting menu, that's par for the course.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I feel like I'm defending Rachel. Disagree.
Okay. You got,
I'm defending Rachel.
I don't disagree necessarily. It's just that this is a consistent problem with her. You know, they show clips of her having problems with almost every charter with her timing. So I don't know. I just don't know if it was planned to be this dinner or if it was just something she decided to do in 8 course.
Hmm.
But they show the clips where it's, you know, Rachel pissing everybody off all season.
Yeah, I mean, her timing. Shit the season.
Yeah. So then let's see. Ben is on anchor watch and he's all sad. Okay, so then at 2:17 a.m. he gets a call. He gets a radio. And it's like, hello, this is the yacht near you. If the wind picks up, we're going to stretch the anchor and run into you, and we'd like you to move. And Ben's like, I'll wake up the captain. So he does. He gets the captain. She comes in. She goes, That boat there? What, they're going to swing one? They're going to swing 35 meters on us? Come on.
Yeah. She goes, hi, this is the captain. I hear you have some concerns. Is this the SS Norma by any chance? actually, no. I don't know what you're talking about. We were here last night and the wind was gusting some 25 knots. And if that happens again, we're going to be within 10 to 20 meters of you, which isn't that particularly safe. Okay. Well, I know you're British. And you think you got some British cred, but we have someone named Imogen on board, so we're kind of British too. Okay, so you can just cool your jets, Mr. British Yacht.
Yeah, okay? We've got someone on watch, so if anything happens, we'll deal with it then. And he goes, well, that's an interesting response. Fairly disappointing. I'm surprised you're comfortable with that. It's like, hell no, sir. And this happened last night, but you've been right there this whole time and don't decide you're going to radio anybody until 2 something in the morning. No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir.
I really want to know who was there first. Because Ben says there's an underlying rule that you'll move a boat if you are second to the anchorage or just fired a beautiful, beautiful woman. But then there's also the rule of common sense. And with the way the weather conditions are right now, I didn't see a problem at all. And Captain Sandy is 100% right. So is he implying that they are the second boat there?
Yeah.
But they're not going to move because...
Yeah,
the weather's fine.
The other captain said last night we had the problem in this area. He said we were here last night, so I don't know if they've just been docked there the whole time or what. But
yeah, they should have said something, I think, beforehand.
Captain Sandy's like, well, if you're concerned about the weather and the anchorage, then you can move. And he goes, actually, I really can't. We have guests on board and they're enjoying their time. So I would appreciate it if you moved. That would be fair and thoughtful of you to do. And she's like, well, guess what? We have guests on board as well. Okay. Are they boring? Sure. Do they compliment people's teeth as if they're a horse? Sure.
Okay. Do I want to sit through an 8-course dinner with them ever again? Hell no. But guess what? We're staying here. Okay? We're staying.
Well, Captain, let's hope that we don't speak to each other again tonight. Yes, sir. Okay. You know, being a female in this industry, I've always had the challenges of men. Yes, I've had a lot of men support me, but this is a very clear case of mansplaining. Okay. Captain out.
And you just hear, that was really funny. Good job, George. Now get back in bed, click.
So now it's...
She had George Clooney call as the other captain. So the captain's like, well, if the wind picks up, you start your engines and you maneuver, okay? We're just fine. Okay, Ben, stay on the bridge. So then we see the night going on. It gets to 3 knots, and then it gets to 5 knots, and nowhere near 24 knots. You lose, George Clooney, Captain.
British George. Well, no, this is George Clooney's British accent. Hi, I need you to move your boat. It's like, George, you can't even try to do a British accent. No, I just have one method that I do.
Everyone's like, George, oh my God, he's so handsome. He's so British. I totally buy it.
Wow, he really stretched his range this time. I swear he did.
So now it's the morning. Haley's foot still hurts. Ben and Fraser are talking, and Fraser's asking how it's going with KTQ. And Ross is like, I'm a bit lost in it, really. I just want normal intimacy, but I think that's impossible here, isn't it? My longest relationship was with someone you all might know named Elizabeth Franchini.
I didn't realize that was Elizabeth's last name. That her name is Franchini. It sounds like a bikini made of like Frankenstein.
I got something to wear. It's called a Franchini. You want to see how it looks?
Frankenstein's bikini. That's funny. And they show a clip of Elizabeth going, I moved the cloud with my mind the other day.
I wish they showed a clip of everyone passing out from the mustard gas that she created in the laundry room.
That chick, what a weirdo. So Ross says that they were on and off for 4 years, and he's like, I mean, this is almost like a whole relationship, isn't it? It's been 3 weeks. And Frenchie goes, 3 weeks is a whole relationship? Your mind is just warped, all right? You've got a warped mind.
I like how Ross dings Ben for acting like he's been in a whole big relationship for 3 weeks, but then Ross is like, I feel like I've been in a relationship for 3 weeks. So Katie and Tony are wondering who's going to come to take Camille's position. And then the other yacht is still in that same spot. So Sandy looks at it and goes, he's a nervous Nelly. Oh, God. Oh, man. He must remember me from 1986, the time I sent a whole bunch of nudie pics to Al B. Shore. I don't think that was appreciated. I was drunk. I'll tell you,
God, this reminds me of this late 70s, early 80s when, God, I was just so out of it after partying all night. I crashed onto a set and I almost killed the actress who played Nellie on Little House on the Prairie. Oof, was she nervous? So anyway, that was a rough one. So then,
one time I sent a dead lizard to Laverne from Empty Nest. Oh man, the police were not happy about that.
Nervous Nellie, huh?
She was a nervous Nelly after that.
So this is when Ben loses all respect for Fraser. Fraser goes into the galley and he's like, what is this? And Rachel says, shakshuka. And he's like, sakuka, shakshuka, bagtuka, shakshuka, lagamuka duka duk, shakshuka, come on.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Ben the deckhand, and I was like, oh, what happened? I realized, oh, you were talking about me.
Oh yeah, I was talking about you. Yeah, because you love your shakshuka.
I like shakshuka.
I think you like saying it more than you like it. But you'll be like, hey, do you want to go to this place? They've got great shakshuka, I read. Like you
I didn't realize
like
I even
yeah.
I thing. Didn't realize I really I leaned into shakshuka so much. But I think that you're right, because I like shakshuka. I don't love it. Like every time I get shakshuka, I'm like, I'm going to get shakshuka. And every time I'm like, this is fine. This was good. But I think I would have liked something else instead. So I'm down for shakshuka, but I don't think I love it as much as I would like to love it. I don't love it as much as I like the version of me. Like, I want a version of me that loves shakshuka, but I think I really like it a lot.
Yeah, I hear you. So Rachel goes down like, okay, I think I've got it. And Rachel's like, oh my God, is it just because I'm old now? But this whole season has kind of fucking sucked, and I don't know if it's like me. And then we see a clip of shit sucking. And she's like, I'm going to have PTSD after this. So I'm going to have fucking bullshit.
Dramatic,
but salty dick. Fuck this.
So Fraser goes to the guest and he's like, good morning, everyone. We have for you Shaquille O'Neal for breakfast. No, that's not it.
All right, everyone, we've got Shakira. But if you don't like Shakira, you can also have some Celine Dion eggs.
Did I say that correctly? And then Lady Melanie goes, I'll do the special, the shakshuka. It's like, ooh, Melanie with the subtle correction.
Melanie with the burn. Because isn't Melanie the pregnant one?
No, I think Louisa is the first time we've seen her. Yeah, Louisa.
Well, I loved Melanie's late in the game disarray. So Katie is on the swim platform with Tony and she goes, hey, look at that fish. It's dead. He's like, oh, I didn't see it, my bro. Sorry, my friend. Throws it in the water.
The subtle difference between this and Blood Duck Adventure is that on Blood Duck Adventure, someone would have eaten that fish.
Oh, God. So now it's breakfast, and Luisa's like, oh, God, everything's great, right? I mean, I haven't pooped for 3 days. So that's fun. And Adam's like, good to know, babe. So now they get breakfast, and then a medic comes to see Haley, and the medic's like, your ankle's just swollen. It's fine. She's like, is it? It's not going to fall off or anything. It's like, no, it's fine. Really? So there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just a massive traumatized bitch, am I?
I guess. Would you like to name the head that's growing off of the cankle? I've been calling it Robert, but you've really relieved me of so much stress. I'd like you to name it.
So outside at breakfast, Adam was like, you know, I wasn't really thrilled with the soup last night and the fact that we had to pour it ourselves. They should have poured it.
Yeah. And then Sandy calls Rachel to the bridge. So Rachel heads up there, although not before Fraser knocks over some glasses. He's like, well, now that we don't have Camille, someone's got to break a glass this episode. So here's me. My chance. So Rachel is in the bridge. And Rachel's like, Rachel sort of knows she's in trouble. So she's making kind of nervous patter. She's like, oh man, like I'm just been getting like really seasick. It's like, I don't normally get seasick, but like, it's like really swelly. And so like when swelly, I get seasick, but like when it's like normal, I'm just, like normal, but like sometimes when it's swelly, it's fine. But like I don't know, like boats are crazy. Like things are crazy. I said it in India. Have you ever been to India? It's a country. It's almost as big as China. China's like the biggest country. It's like, has a lot of people, but like the biggest, like geographically is like Russia. Okay. Settle down. Hey, so I had a question for you. You're incredible, but the timing of your food. And she goes, yeah, that was an 8-course meal. I won't be doing those anymore. Don't do those anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
Guess it wasn't so much a question.
Unlike me, you can't do everything. Okay. And you know, there needs to be better communication, I think, because Fraser needs to be up there another 10 minutes saying, we're clearing now. Because then when you hear we're clearing now, you can fire the next meal. Because you know what? I don't hear that. That's something I don't hear. Just, okay. So I guess we're going to have to fix that. Yeah. Because guess what? They weren't happy. So I'm going to tell you that right now. Okay, well, that's normal, though, like timing-wise. I mean, I've been doing tasters since I started. Oh, well, you can do that. Okay, start with one country. Say, boom, Italian. Main country, another country. Main dish, another country. Oh, look at that. You're over in France. Dessert, another country. Oh, it's an American popsicle. Okay, the end. Round the country, round the world. You did it.
Or you can do what Dave does on my other boat, which is he serves like 5 things. They're all British, but he says that there are different countries in Europe. And then he says that that counts as being around the world. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to do around the world.
You know what I need to see more of from you, Rachel? Mirror glaze. Need some more mirror glaze from you, Rach. Okay.
So Rachel's basically like, yeah, her criticism is valid. So, Alyssa's asking for help from the deck crew, and Ben, of course, is like rolling his eyes and making fun of her. And then Tony does the old complaint about, oh, the interior never helps the deck crew. Like, the only person who would help was Camille. I'm like, she didn't help. She was, first of all, she was bad at her job, but second of all, it was her job to work out there.
Yeah, okay, so it wasn't like she helping you, you idiot. That was her job.
She was doing her job, and she wasn't even doing that. Okay.
And second of all, a below deck where the deck crew wasn't expected to take out trash. Okay, that's part of your job. So get the fuck over it. Okay.
Yeah, and also like the interior is interfacing with people nonstop, and they're both waiting on them and cleaning. Whereas the deck crew is just cleaning. I mean, they've got to deal with the toys and everything, but like, I'm just sorry. I'm so sick of the deckies always acting like this when it comes to the interior.
Yeah, she's just asking for the trash to be done. Now, Below Deck Adventure gets a little more intense with it, you know, because that chick, Faye, will be like, all right, well, I don't need this service, the trash taken out, I'd love some ironing done. Why can't anyone help me with one simple thing? But this, I don't think they're too bad. I think that Tony's just trying to play into Ben's whole, listen now, you know?
Yeah, so, because that, when he says that Camille's the only one who helped, Ben's like, and now she's fucking gone. Alyssa got rid of the superstar.
Yeah. It's real candle in the wind, that one. So The guests are sunning, and Adam's like, no one's coming up. I mean, it feels like we're a stew short. I mean, hey, Frasier, are you normally three stews? Because seems like you're shorthanded. And he's like, well, actually, we did lose someone yesterday. God, this is embarrassing. Clearly, we need to step it up.
Yeah. So then they have to set up it's going to be a beach picnic. And everyone's setting it up, and the guests are coming to the shore. It's a very quick thing. Normally a beach picnic is like 25 minutes of a show. Like we watch 20 minutes of them setting it up, and then something's left behind and something's forgotten, and are they going to get there on time? But this time they did it in like 30 seconds as a montage. And the guests are there on the beach, and they're hungry, especially Louisa. And she's really, really, really starving. And she's like, I'm going to kill someone, basically.
Yeah. And the captain's like, I'm going to help you, Rachel. But she tells us, this looks like chaos to me. It's like, you need to change. This is unacceptable. Just cuts to Rachel going, I hate my life. So we see things are not going to go well. We get a later this season on Below Deck, and it looks like Captain Sandy versus Frasier. Captain Sandy versus Rachel.
It looks good. I have to say, that was a good mid-season trailer. I'm like, oh my God, this ship is a mess. It is going downhill.
Yeah. It's the thing with Below Deck. It always takes a bit, you know? Although this one's been pretty good the whole season.
Yeah. I think we had like the last two regular Below Decks have not been amazing because I think we had there was the season with Elizabeth and the mustard gas, which was like fine, but not great. And then last season was the, my apologies girl who said the N word. I think though, it's kind of like back in its vibe, back where it needs to be.
It's back. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here with us. It was great talking to you. Great hanging out with you, Ben. Go get your Crappens live tour tickets, the Cheetah brand tour, over on our watchwhatcrappens.com site. That's where all the links are. And go to Patreon for bonus episodes and video recaps. And we will talk to you all next time. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches, bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says. It's Elva Enriquez.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Undo your fasteners. It's Aaron Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a good hobby. It's Lauren Hobgood.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.